AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, President Trump says Iran's weapons program posed an intolerable threat to the world, and their weapons could soon be capable of reaching the U.S.
The purpose of this fast-growing missile program was to shield their nuclear weapon development and make it extraordinarily difficult for anyone to stop them from making these highly forbidden by us nuclear weapons.
The president also mentioned a timeline.
We also projected 4 weeks to terminate the military leadership, and as you know, that was done in about an hour, so we're ahead of schedule there.
Tehran and its allies hit back against Israel, Gulf states, and targets critical to energy production. As several airstrikes hit Iran's capital, Tehran, the top security official vowed on X they will not negotiate with the U.S. Meantime, Gulf carriers have resumed some flights.
Several international airlines are resuming a small number of flights from the UAE as war-driven airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted, because more than 80% of the flights remain canceled. Christy Elmer from New Hampshire was stuck there Sunday with her husband.
I feel fairly safe. The hotel's doing a really good job taking care of us. We're getting a lot of information, both from my company, but also the embassy.
Elmer's on a work trip for Boston Consulting Group and says the U.S. Embassy has been sending her text messages, keeping her updated. Meanwhile, foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place while officials explore evacuation options. I'm Julie Walker.
Several ships have been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which a fifth of all oil trade passes and where Iran has threatened attacks. Federal and state officials say the man who opened fire outside a bar in Austin, Texas, had not been on their radar. Two people were killed. This is AP News. The AP's Graham Dunbar reports from Geneva on Iran's World Cup prospects.
Politics and the real world is often hard to separate from sports. So it is with Iran's place in the World Cup in men's soccer being co-hosted by the United States in June. Iran's top soccer official says it's hard to look ahead with hope toward the World Cup after the US and Israeli military strikes on his country. Does this mean that Iran might pull its team out of the tournament? That would be unprecedented in modern soccer. And it would cost Iran's soccer federation more than $10 million it was due from FIFA, plus it risks being banned from the next World Cup. Now, if the US would refuse to host Iran, then it should risk being stripped of the tournament by FIFA. That's unlikely. Now, who could replace Iran from Asia? Next in line would be Iraq.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.